welcome back to our Women of Influence podcast. Today is such an incredible and exciting day. We are starting our brand new series of My Story, and we are, for the next few podcasts, we're going to be interviewing some amazing women of influence. They have incredible stories, and I am a firm believer in the fact that we can learn so much from each other's testimonies, from everything that we've experienced, and we can always take nuggets away. But first, we are going to start with our founder of Women of Influence, Pastor Tammy Hotzenpiller, and we're going to touch on the word of vision.
Yeah. You know, Kara, what I want to do is with each of these, I want us to have a word that we focus on. Mm-hmm. So I thought we would launch the whole story series with vision and the vision that we have for Women of Influence.
Of course.
You, first of all, are such a blessing. And Lisa, you're here with us, our producer for our podcast. And Lisa's been a part of my life for 10 years now. And, you know, what I love about, I don't know how many of you know the story of Women of Influence, but my husband and I launched a church called Influence Church mm-hmm. here in Anaheim Hills, California, 4 years ago. And with launching that church, I have such a heart as a life coach to empower women. So as we began thinking about it, women began gathering, and we just obviously called ourselves Women of Influence because uh-huh. we were Influence Church. It made perfect sense. But little did I know that this would be a movement called Women of Influence. Mm-hmm. So really what started with just small group Bible studies and me teaching has moved into a movement now with conferences and luncheons and Monday night series and teaching called Women of Influence. So it's very exciting, and you've been a part now with us on our church staff for mm-hmm. several months now and a part of this movement, so thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here.
Of course. It is interesting that Women of Influence has kind of taken on its whole new identity.
Yeah.
I remember, I can't remember if it was the women's conference or the Sunday after the women's conference that we had, but a gentleman was like, Is this an all-women's church? And you're like, no, we have a house full of powerhouse women here.
We do. And you know what's interesting is I think we really have been an attraction mm-hmm. to women who are, call them empowered. And maybe that's because our mission statement is to empower, equip, and educate women to be all God created them to be.
That's so good.
That's our mission statement. And, you know, really, let me just kind of go back a little to my story, since mm-hmm. I really get to share a little how we launched this. Deep down in me, Pastor Kara, is a heart of a life coach. Mm-hmm. And if you've read any of our blogs, hopefully just check us out at womenofinfluence.today and get on our email list, our blog list, because I share a little bit about many, many years ago, over 20 years ago, I had a dear friend that I actually led to Christ. And she looked at me one day and she said, "Do you know what you are?" You know, that's a loaded question when
right.
it's your best friend asking you. And I said, "What am I?" And she said, "You're a life coach."
Mm.
And I said, "Okay, what does that even mean?" Because at that point, I had never heard the term. And it had come out in a medical magazine, JAMA. And she had read about it. She's in the medical field. And they had termed this new kind of industry of life coaching. And she said, "It's what you are." And I don't even know I could conceptually think about what that meant.
Right.
But the name life coach resonated in my soul. It really did. And I thought, a life coach? I get to coach people through life. And I really realized deep down in me, Kara, that's who I probably have always been my whole life. I was the little girl on the playground that said, "Yes, you can do it. Let's jump rope. Yes, we can play this game." I was creative and I made up things and I championed and I cheerleaded people. And it's really important that you go back. Part of what I do in life coaching is I help you figure out, what did you do as a child? Because it's probably what you want to do as an adult.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this was always in me. I championed people. And so I've been a life coach for 20 years. I have a company called Total Life Coach, which you know. But what I did, I think I've wed that or married that with this ministry, Women of Influence.
Yeah.
So part of what, as you know, we do here at Women of Influence is I champion women.
Mm-hmm.
I love to bring women into our small groups, into our ministry, into our leadership, and help them become all God created them to be. So really, Women of Influence is women coming together, championing one another, cheerleading one another, helping women define who they are meant to be, and really moving in that really divine flow of what the Spirit has called us to be.
That's so good. And I love how passionate that you are about women of influence and just women in general, because I do think that's something that a lot of women need, and not just in our older adult years, but even younger as we go through middle school and high school. And honestly, I'll never do high school again because it was terrible. But just having someone that's excited about women and building them up to be strong is huge. And as we talk about vision today, when you had this vision for Women of Influence, I know some of your story, some of our listeners who may be new or may not, but I do know that you yourself have walked through some personal trials and struggles with ministry. What do you think allowed you to kind of hold on to that vision, regardless of what you kind of came up against as opposition?
That's such a great question, Kara, because, you know, you will find in many of the women that we're going to interview over the next few months, there's difficulty, there's struggle. It's so easy to stay down. But when you've got something that has been burnt on your soul, you can't not do it. And so whether it be ministry, heartache, personal crisis in my own life, I might have to take a season away to heal and recover, but I am right back to what God designed me to do. And so with Women of Influence, there have been setbacks, of course. There have been difficulties, of course, but I keep pushing ahead. I keep pushing. And so when we think about vision, you know, the Bible tells us without a vision, the people perish. And right now, as you're listening, if you don't have a vision for your future, Women of Influence, you are going to perish. So whether it be, I have been very strategic, I have been very intentional about sitting down with our team, with our leadership team, with my assistant, and laying out what is the vision of Women of Influence. So whether it be your personal life, I think every woman needs a personal mission statement. You need your own mission statement.
That's good.
So sit down and begin to write out and flesh out, what is my mission statement? So I have my own mission statement, and then we have our mission statement for Women of Influence. Take your mission statement and then begin to say, what does that look like? What is the vision behind that? So if I'm going to educate, equip, and empower women to be all that God has already created them to be, I have to know what those three words mean. So I have to define those three words. And then I have to say, what does that visually look like? What does that visibly look like? So I'll say, what does it mean to educate a woman? What does it mean to empower a woman? You know, and I'll lay those things out. How do I equip a woman? So we do that here with Women of Influence on our Monday nights. We're in small groups. Our small group leaders have been trained. I train them. I coach them. You have women that are around you that pour into you. How do I educate them? How do I give them the tools and the tips to do that? So for, if you ask me vision, I have laid out what does the next 3 months look like? What does the next 6 months look like? What does a year from today look like? I know what Women of Influence looks like 5 years from today. Now, we're not ready or prepared to look like that today because that's vision. You must always have a vision for the future. And let me tell you what, if it's not bigger than you, it's not vision. That's good right there.
That's really
if it's
good.
Something that you can do on your own, it's not vision. It has to be something that is so big that you have to grow. You have to pull people around you. You have to stretch. You have to pray. You have to fast. You have to see God move. That's vision. So I just want to encourage women today to begin to say, God, what vision do you have for me? It may be with your children. It may be with your marriage. It may be with a goal. It may be with a business or an idea or a dream or a passion. But God, put that seed in you for a reason, because he has a vision for your future.
Absolutely. And something that just kind of sprung up in my heart as you were talking is, you know, vision can change. Our eyesight changes. For those of you ladies out there who are mature in your years, you can definitely account to the fact that vision changes. May get blurrier or better. But just because you may be sitting there with a vision that you hope for your life now, it may not be the same vision that you continually have for the rest of your years to come. I remember when I was younger, my vision is I am going to be rich, regardless of what that looked like or meant. Like, I was going to be rich and take over the world. And then as soon as Jesus got his hands on me, my vision shifted.
And riches looked different, didn't they?
Very different. And you know, it's just one of those things. Like this is what my eyes saw in the moment.
Yeah.
But then as soon as I got my heavenly goggles on,
that's
I was like,
good.
This is so much bigger and better than anything that I could have seen
that's
on my
good.
Own.
That's a good word.
So don't be afraid of the shift.
That's
if you
so
see
good.
Your life going this way for now, and
yeah.
then tomorrow God just kind of shows up and is like, well, let me show you something else that I have behind this door.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to run after it.
That's so good. And right now I just feel, again, resonating with what you're saying is, ladies, ask God, what vision do you have?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I believe that God will show you. He will give you a vision. You will see what he has for you. And then, you know, something we love to say around here too is what you say, you will see.
Mm.
So once God puts the seed in your heart, begin decreeing it, declaring it, walking it out. You know, I was just writing a blog post for this week, and it's funny. I began talking about a seed. And I remember as a little girl, Pastor Kara, I was at my grandparents, and I used to have to always water the garden. That was one of my chores when I stayed with my Grammy on the summer. I'd go visit in the summers. And I'll never forget one day she said, honey, let's go plant some possibilities.
That's good.
And she had little seeds in the palm of her hand. And I said, what does that mean? She said, we're going to plant possibilities. See, all I could see was a little seed.
Mm-hmm.
But once it went in the ground, once it hit the soil, once the sun was on it and it was watered and fertilized, I got to see the possibilities of the growth of that seed. So you may have a small seed right now in your heart, and you've never told anybody,
mm-hmm.
something you dream about being, something you wanted to be as a child. I believe it's time to plant some possibilities and see
Good.
The vision God has for you.
That's so amazing. You reminded me of a quote that I love. It says, everything great came from something small.
That's so good.
And just the image of like these giant trees that we are may or may not have, depending on where you live, Los
yes.
Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of those trees started from something small.
Mm.
But today as we close, I guess it's a little different. I would love for you to just pray for everyone that's listening over
yes.
the podcast.
That's so
good. Because I really believe that we have quite a wide range
mm-hmm.
of women and even men, if you're listening, don't feel excluded. But that may be in different stages as far as
yeah.
what they're seeing,
yeah.
how they're seeing it,
yeah.
what lenses they're walking through.
Yeah.
But just almost to like send us off in from this day forward, from the moment that this podcast ends,
yeah.
we're going to walk forward in either a new vision, old vision, but we're just going to walk out boldly.
That's so good. Thank you for saying that. I agree. So would you just join us? Father God, we just come to you right now. Father, we know in the name of Jesus that you have birthed vision in all of us. You are the creator God. You are all of creation. And God, you give us the gift of creativity. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you would now birth vision, ideas, concepts, dreams, passions in the men and women that are listening right now. And Father, that it would not fall on dry ground, that it would fall on fertile ground, that that seed would birth in a heart and in a mind, in our emotions, in everything about us, God, that we would put feet and hands to that vision. God, I believe great things are to come. I believe that there are women of influence right now that have ideas of businesses, ideas of books, ideas of family. Father, I just pray that you would take that in the name of Jesus, and you would birth it today, that you would bring forth fruit from all of the vision that you have placed in our hearts and our minds. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
So good. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, Pastor Tammy. And for all of those that are listening, you are not going to want to miss this series. We have some incredible women that are on their way. The interviews are going to be so powerful. But if you want any more information about Women of Influence, go ahead and visit us at womenofinfluence.today. If you're in the Anaheim Hills area, come check us out at Influence Church. 97% of the time, we are always here. But I just hope you guys have an incredible rest of your day, and we'll see you next time.